Now the federal government shut down from the Massachusetts point of view. The Patrick administration says it's working to retain programs threatened by the shutdown. It says it's looking to shift state money to federally funded programs for education, health care, and veteran services, which are now at risk. The shutdown could also have big ramifications for the tourism industry. Tourism officials here say the impact, while so far small, could lead to larger problems if the shutdown drags on into a second week, a third week, or longer. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports.
At Minuteman Park in Lexington and Concord, orange cones and chains block the entrances. Signs read, because of the federal government shutdown, this National Park Service facility is closed. There are similar signs up around the state, especially in the Boston area. The USS Constitution, closed. The Bunker Hill Monument, closed. Even the Visitor Center at Faneuil Hall, closed. Despite all that, businesses aren't panicking.
So far for us, there are no discernible effects on business as yet.
That's Matthew Murphy, general manager of Old Town Trolley Tours of Boston. They visit stops on the Freedom Trail and other historic sites in the city. 14 of the 16 stops on the trail are open, but Murphy says he's still taking dozens of calls from concerned tourists.
We all pick up the phone, so I've had plenty of conversations with tourists myself, and I don't have a sense from those conversations that people aren't coming to Boston.
Tourism officials agree. They say right now people who've made plans to come to the city are still visiting. But Pat Mascarotolo, the president of the Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau, says after about 10 days, the city will see cancellations.
Because right now, people who've booked their tours to Boston are coming. And they're not canceling, they're not rescheduling. But if this drags on and there doesn't seem to be any solution, that's going to end up having people probably change their plans, and then that'll ripple out.
That has implications for a city where more than a third of the visitors are tourists. The one positive thing for Boston is that there are other attractions not affected by the shutdown, such as the Old State House and the African Meeting House, because they get private funding. Not the case in Lexington and Concord, which depend on visitors to Minuteman Park to support local businesses.
It's very significant.
Mary Jo Bohart is the executive director of Lexington's Chamber of Commerce. She says the shutdown has come at the worst possible time. October, she says, is the area's busiest tourism season.
Because our shopkeepers, our merchants, our restaurants in our downtown, being so close geographically to our tourism sites, I shudder to think of, if this is a prolonged shutdown, how it will ripple through.
Bohart says she, too, has not seen an immediate dip in visitors, and she's directing tourists to sites that are open. In the meantime, Bohart and her counterparts in Boston say they're hoping for a quick resolution in Congress. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.